Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great state again.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Michigan Radio. I'm Doug Tribou. Every Wednesday morning, I'm joined by Michigan Radio's senior news analyst, Jack Lessenberry, to talk about the latest in state news and politics. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning.
The U.S. Senate yesterday rejected a spending bill to keep the government running through December 9th. A majority of Democrats voted no because the bill did not contain money to help Flint with its water crisis. The bill did contain money for victims of flooding in Louisiana. Leading Republicans say they don't support federal money for Flint because it's a local issue and a man-made disaster, not a natural one. Michigan Senator Debbie Stabenow said if Flint can wait, so can Louisiana. Where is this headed, and what's your view of the Democrats' tactics here?
Well, I'm going to talk about this some more at 1:30 today, but this has enormous implications and probably more for the Republicans. If the government is shut down and Republicans are blamed for it, it could certainly hurt their candidates from the presidential level on down. It's important to note that some Republicans are siding with the Democrats, a handful, but the House seems to be the more problem. The House is a little more ideological, and I think Michigan has become a very important state in Donald Trump's presidential hopes this year, and this might not be good for him.
Jack, in the presidential debate on Monday, there were some mentions of Michigan. Donald Trump talked about Ford moving small car production to Mexico and made some general references to manufacturing job losses here and elsewhere in the Midwest. Did you hear anything else in the debate that's likely to resonate with voters here in Michigan?
I don't think voters always decide on specific state senator or local issues. They're sort of taking in their impressions of both these candidates. There's a general consensus that Mr. Trump didn't do very well, except among his hardcore followers. And he essentially said that Ford was eliminating jobs in Michigan, which seems to not be true. Both the UAW and Ford have confirmed that while they are going to make small cars in Mexico, they have a very small profit margin on small cars. They're going to replace those with bigger cars here, and nobody's going to have lost their job. So I didn't see a whole lot that would sway Michigan either way, except with a sort of overall impression that it was a good night for Hillary Clinton and a bad night for Donald Trump.
And on that night, Clinton called for judicial reform, saying mandatory minimums should be eliminated, in part because they disproportionately affect African Americans. This week, Governor Rick Snyder has also been promoting correction systems changes designed to reduce recidivism. Could Democrats and Republicans be starting to get on the same page about criminal justice?
Well, probably, but for a very different reason, which is money. In 1982, we had 13,000 people in state prisons in Michigan. It's moving up toward 50,000 now. We're spending a lot more on prisons and on higher education. The budget's out of control. And there's a general consensus that if we don't want to go completely bankrupt, we should be locking up only those people we're afraid of, not just those we're mad at. And when you have people who are rehabilitatable, it may make sense to let them out. Now, the trouble is that some politicians, including Attorney General Bill Schuette, are sort of running hard on law and order platforms, lock up all the bad guys and don't let anybody out. So there are political exigencies here, but the financial realities may just force them to start doing programs like letting out people they wouldn't have let out before.
In other news this week, Jack, a former Michigan State University urologist revealed that there could be a new treatment for kidney stones. Roller coaster rides. Based on a tip from a student who says a ride helped him pass three stones, Dr. David Wartinger built a kidney using a 3D printer and took it for a bunch of rides. It passed a lot of fake stones. It seems to me like there are two options: concede all of this potential business to Cedar Point in Ohio, or build roller coasters at all Michigan hospitals. Do I have that right?
I think this is kind of a silly and stupid story, and I think it could be potentially dangerous if somebody thinks they can treat their kidney stones by going for a ride on the roller coaster. What you want to do is go to a specialist. It could well be, certainly, that in some cases roller coaster rides have been instrumental, but passing kidney stones is not fun either, and some of them are too large to be passed, and it's quite conceivable in some cases it could make it worse, not better. Now, if you have your computer printed out kidney, it's perfectly safe to take that on the roller coaster and see how many stones it'll pass. I'm not quite sure what that would look like, but this is painful just talking about it.
Okay, Jack, thanks a lot.
Have a great day.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's senior news analyst, and he joins me every Wednesday morning at 7:45 to talk about the latest in Michigan politics. You're listening to Morning Edition on Michigan Radio.